Good morning, or afternoon, or evening, or whatever it might be where you're listening. It's been a while since I talked to you, so welcome back to A Little Marta Moment on Grace and Guts. Inspiration struck me in the early hours of the morning, like it usually does, and many times around 3 a.m., and I know a lot of you experience that too. I woke up thinking I could feel warm sunshine on my face, but I was just dreaming. And I want you to take a minute and travel back with me to where I grew up in the eastern part of Texas. And this story has a point, so stick with me to the end. Now, we're going to pretend it's summertime, and my days were spent helping in the garden, because we grew most of our food, and following Da around, helping with ranch chores, spending time with my horse, riding my horse, and taking care of calves that I would sell at auction, because that money went into savings to pay for college. Now, after the corn was harvested, or as we would say there, corn was all picked, Da would cut the stalks and put them in a big pile in the garden. So one day I had this bright idea, and I was always having bright ideas, and many of them got me into trouble. I was going to pull aside enough of them to build a house, a little hideaway, just for me. You know how boys will build a fort in a tree and only allow the guys there? Well, I was going to build a nice little house on the ground, because girl. I hunted around, gathered some big sticks for support, found some rope in the barn that I could carry off and maybe nobody would notice, and I spent about a week putting it all together because many times it fell down. I had to pick everything up, you know, make some adjustments, try something else, but I got it done because I'm a pretty determined person. And it was big enough just for me, and that was my plan. I could sit and read, because I spent a lot of my time reading. Or I could lay down and take a nap. It really wasn't big enough to lay down in, but if I stretched out, my legs could go through the little door that I left in the front, little opening to crawl in and out. And my family laughed in later years that if I disappeared, somebody would just walk out to the garden. If they saw my feet sticking out, they knew I was okay. I don't know how it was at your house, but when I got up in the morning, there was a chore list. Everybody got one. And I'd read through mine and immediately start planning the time of my escape, to go hide in my little house. And when I laid down, I could look up through the roof between the corn stalks and still get glimpses of the sky and the clouds. And I spent a summer there, dreaming of all the places in the world that I would see someday. I had a list. I heard stories from my teachers talking about places they'd traveled to, movies that I'd seen wonderful places in, TV shows, and of course, all those things I read about in my books. And as an adult, I've seen all those places that I dreamed of in real life, and still have a travel list of places that I haven't been to, and that should take me well into my old age. And I'm going to see them. Now, I still have my childhood home down in the piney woods of East Texas, but that cornstalk house is long gone. Roots are important to me, like I'm sure they're important to you. But it's because I'm a wanderer at heart, and I think it all started back when I was young, dreaming about places to go. I've always been on the move, my friends say. I have a home base, a I love my home. I love being at my home. There's nothing better than sleeping in your own bed. But they say they never know where I'll be on my way to the next time they call. So what's the point of my story? Well, it's coming. And it's simple. Like so many of you, I've experienced serious health challenges and personal tragedies in my life. And when I was dealing with all this upheaval, I was given advice from a very wise person to find a happy place where I can go in my mind when I'm sad, stressed, or in pain. We all need one of those places of comfort. And for me, you realize by now, it's that little shack that I spent time dreaming in. It's there when I need it. Now, where's yours? Because I know you have one of those places. And if you don't, I hope you're looking for one, because it's a crazy world right now, and we need a place of respite. So I want you to close your eyes, spend a few minutes there. I want you to do that every day, because those brain cells need rest. So let's do it right now. Until next time.